The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Biscuit on the radio. It's great to have you with us. What a morning. We got so much to get into. I love you, and I love your sense of humor. You made me laugh when I got up, and I talked about this at the beginning of the show, and if you weren't up and weren't listening, after I watched the president speak, and I love when the president is measured and he is presidential, because he really does that better than anybody. He's in the Oval Office behind that desk, that resolute desk, and he talks to the nation. I said, that's great. I said, look at the president. And he's just pitching why he thinks we need a wall and we need some kind of barrier down the southern border of the United States of America. And I'm watching this and I'm saying, this is why I voted for the guy. They're right there. Look at him. And I believe, put down the phone. Don't tweet. Just be presidential like that, Mr. President. We hear you loud and clear. And then I'm thinking, all right, and I'm up. And now we should be sleeping because we're up so early, right? But I got to watch this. And I'm hopelessly, like Frankie Five Boroughs is addicted to the news, right? So I'm watching. And then I go, okay, now what is the Democratic response going to be? And I say, okay, let me see. Who are they going to pick? How are they going to present it? Because President Trump is a showman, and he knows he's in the Oval Office. He knows every move. He knows when the cameras are outside the Oval Office, he knows that there's a camera out there and how to present what is happening within the Oval Office. I'm telling you, he's meticulous at this. So now, what are the Democrats going to do? Then I have to tell you, as soon as Nancy Pelosi, forgive me, because I have no right to make fun, and I'm not making fun. This is just an objective observation. Nancy Pelosi came out, and Chuck Schumer came out, and I went, seriously? I just went, seriously? Is this a sketch? I thought it was Kate McKinnon for a second, as Nancy Pelosi or something. I said, what? What? I love moments like this. What's wrong with me? And then you start tweeting. Yes, you start tweeting. And I'm reading the tweets and they're hysterical. They're embalmed. This is a late night sketch waiting to happen. Oh my gosh, this is American Gothic. Who are these people? Somebody did a meme of Mars Attacks. Chuck Schumer looked like one of the characters from Mars Attacks. You are bad. Oh, my goodness. Dan Gattulo, of course, hammers it home. And he puts it out. He grabbed a picture, a screenshot, and I said, oh, I got to do something. So I quickly put together, Matt Conklin's our social media genius on the show, but I grabbed something real quick. I was almost called Matt, said, put something together, but I put it together myself. I put the Joe Piscopo logo up, Joe Piscopo show logo up with Pelosi and Schumer. Oh, I pray for moments like that. And we'll get into it too, but we'll get to the substance of the president's speech for sure and what they were all talking about. But is there an optics person in the Democratic Party? Is there an optics person that maybe tells the Democrats, you don't want to cover the state of Israel on a map and put Palestine over it with an attack in there in your you may not want to drape yourself in the Palestinian flag and say death to Israel. I'm just saying. Maybe there should be an optics person within the Democratic Party. If Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, by the way, I think is great. She's so spirited. She's so bright. She's so young. It's refreshing. But maybe they should have, and they don't, because she keeps making these mistakes. They should have somebody, like at the radio station here. I like to think I know what I'm doing 5 years in. By the way, thanks for listening for 5 years. Thanks for being there. Thanks to Jerry Crowley and Phil Boyce and Mr. Atzinger and David Centrella for believing in us in the morning show. And here 5 years on the air. But they cover me with Frankie Five Burrows. We have people I could go to and say, hey, did this happen? And how many times do you hear me say on the air, if I see something online, Frankie, is this fake news? It's online, and we vet it out, and we make sure it's thorough and it's real news, not fake news. But the Democrats don't have anybody. Like, there's no optics person. There's no, like, they should have somebody with Ocasio-Cortez all the time just to check facts. And she told Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes, "Oh, it doesn't matter. It's just semantics." Well, it does matter. You got to check the fact. Oh, look at that. They were all over the president yesterday, right? Am I right or wrong? Oh, there's gonna be a fact check. And then they put, of all people, United States Senator Bob Menendez up there saying there should be a warning. This is what Menendez said yesterday. A warning before the president's speech. Warning, there's going to be lying here and misinformation. Bob Menendez is telling us that?
He would know. He's an expert at it.
What is the optics? What is the optics? And how? There's nobody like in charge. At least you have a showman there within President Trump. I mean, believe me, the bluster there sometimes goes not the right way. But you know what? He knows. He knows how to present it. The Democrats are lost in that regard. To put Chuck Schumer up with that dour face yesterday, and to put Nancy Pelosi. And by the way, I have to tell you this. I speak so honestly to you because I love you, and you're part of the family as we gather around the kitchen table every morning. I am a step away from plastic surgery, from plugs in my hair. I'm going to get it all. One day I'm going to come in. I'm going to look like Nancy Pelosi. I'm going to look like they have. I think if you go to your plastic surgeon, I think they have the Nancy Pelosi package. If you kind of look like that. What was that? It was like she stuck her head. You know when a dog sticks its head out the window of a car? Your face is like pulled back. Oh, and by the way, respect for Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, political animals. Smart, savvy, calculated, powerful, powerful people. So I don't mean to take that away, their political prowess away. Whether you agree with them politically or not, they are powerful political animals, and they know exactly what to do. But who's doing the plastic surgery in Washington, D.C.? By the way, I'm just so taken by this. Who's the Botox person? There is one Botox person in the Senate. I'm telling you, when I see, and I shouldn't mention names, but I will, because, and again, I have respect for these people, and this is not a political condemnation. It's just an observation, okay? A citizen observation of what we're paying for in Washington. I could see, you see Trey Gowdy. There is not a wrinkle on Trey Gowdy's face. He stepped away, right? But and what a brilliant guy. And hopefully one day Trey Gowdy will be the AG. So hopefully one day Trey Gowdy will be on the Supreme Court. Brilliant, brilliant man. But what, not one wrinkle? I mean, I'm watching. I'm saying, is it my TV? And I have one of the high-def television. And then Vice President Pence, who I tell you, I'm a huge Pence fan. Sorry. I know people go, oh, you can. He's homophobic. No, he's not. We vetted that out as well. He's not. He's a good man. He's a fine American, Vice President Pence is. Not a wrinkle on his forehead. I'm saying, how is that happening? I'm walking around with the crevices. My eyes are hanging out of my head. I'm trying to hold on. I want the plastic surgeon of the senators and the people in Washington. Frankie, can we get a direct line? You know, there must be one guy down there, one Botox guy down there for the senators. And they probably go to a quiet island somewhere, so quote unquote no one knows. But is it me? Do you see that, Frankie, as well?
You know what? I never noticed that stuff. I can't notice plastic surgery on almost any man.
Well, Menendez does because him and Solomon Melgar.
Right. I never noticed that stuff. But you have such a good eye for that stuff, Joe. I think it's the showbiz.
You couldn't tell with Nancy Pelosi. I mean, look at her hair last night. She had this
with women.
She looked, by the way, 78 years old. We should all look as good as Nancy Pelosi does at 78 years old.
Both of them last night, it was like they went, all right, who looks like they're going to have a stroke and who's looking terrible?
So
okay,
bad.
Let's put these two
so
on.
Bad.
Come on.
So
Church,
bad.
They look like, do you remember the John Carpenter movie, They Live?
Yeah, okay. Roddy Piper.
That's what the two of them look like. They look like somebody telling you something and then you're going to put
Frank,
the glasses
Al
on.
Al actually made an esoteric movie reference that I got. Oh, my God. usually makes a movie.
Well, John Carpenter is actually talking about making a sequel to
with,
that.
With the dearly departed Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Right, right. Roddy Piper was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, it was. No, but it's so true. And then somebody did Mars Attacks, and then, yeah. I don't, and I'm telling
somebody
you.
Said, somebody I saw on Twitter said they look like the next Bond villains, which is kind of funny. You think about it.
But, you know, and due respect, not to take anything away, but politically, you know, you don't, listen, you want to give them the credit for Nancy Pelosi, the way she hustled that Speaker of the House position, and she fought for that, and she hustled that. You, in a crazy way, you have to respect that, and I respect that because that's a fighter right there in Nancy Pelosi. But, you know, and God forgive me, and I have no right to say it because look at my face for gosh sakes. I got the face for radio. But they were, her eyes, they like pulled up her forehead or something, Frankie. Alan, am I right? Did you see the eyes? The eyes were like, it's like a
hello.
Maybe.
Like somebody, as she was talking, they were pulling, pull a little harder, you know, straighten that out. I mean, and then, you know, even like the awkward exchange, Senator Schumer, like, thank you, Speaker Pelosi. Like, really? Just, why don't you talk and then get off?
And then, Al, don't get graphic because you're bad.
No.
But it did look like they had indigestion. It just,
they did. They looked like they needed a Tums or something. You know. Yeah. No, but the first shot of the two of them, right? Pelosi starts talking, and you look at Schumer, and his right eye is drooping.
Shouldn't have ate the
crab. It's drooping. He looks like he's about to, you know. I mean, come on. You couldn't have picked two worse people to give the speech.
Meantime.
And then they're like crowding for space on this little podium. He couldn't have gotten a podium that was bigger.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Joe Borelli say that? Councilman Joe Borelli said they should have had Ocasio-Cortez dancing. That would have been great. They should have had
her. She was on Rachel Maddow. She apparently had her own.
She should have had. Hold on. She should have had her dancing and doing. And singing like a musical, and you're right, like Joe said, with Madonna helping her out. Anything. You have to. There's nobody watching the optics of the Democrats like that, and it was just. And don't put Frankie two people at a podium. The podium can't fit barely one person. There's two people. They're squeezing it in. They couldn't sit them in a nice leather chair with the American flag in the background, something like that.
Yeah, I think you're right. That would have been much better optics than what we see here. The front page of the New York Post today shows a very awkward photo of these two not smiling, with the headline "Doctor Knows." N-O-S.
See? See, that's great. Yeah. That's great. Bond villain. Somebody put them in Amish gear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw that one. That was
pretty
funny.
It was like the American Gothic, too, it looked like. Yeah.
But but Senator Schumer is not in charge of the Senate. He is the minority leader of the Senate. Yeah, I don't understand why he needs to be up there speaking.
Well,
it should have been Speaker Pelosi.
So, for two reasons. One, as Joe has said, Mitch McConnell has chosen to empower Chuck Schumer by not invoking this nuclear option and preserving the filibuster rule. So as long as that filibuster rule is in place, with fewer than 60 Republican senators, Chuck Schumer has just as much opportunity to halt the levers of government as anybody else does. The second is there was a lot of speculation in the press corps and even among the chattering class of Democrats that there's been some division in where Nancy Pelosi is on this and where Chuck Schumer is on this. So by coming out there together, they sought to put any of those rumors to rest that there's a division in how to handle this shutdown tactically. So I think it was a message to the Democrats as much as it was a message to the public. And Schumer, as Joe's been saying, with no nuclear option, Schumer has a lot of influence here.
Well, another person just posted on Twitter a picture of the two of them and saying they look like the parents who you had a party at the house and they caught you. And Schumer is about to say, well, as long as no one got hurt, you learn your lesson.
Gutfeld said, Greg Gutfeld posted, looks like a guy trying to sell me a reverse mortgage on cable television. That was so funny from Gutfeld. Hey, we got so much to talk about. Forgive me. And Betsy McCoy is going to break down exactly what we've been talking about with Mayor de Blasio in the middle of this crazy time in politics, what's going with the shutdown. The Mayor de Blasio steps up, and he's going to do free health care for all New Yorkers and illegals. And then you see Gavin Newsom in California do the same thing. And this is And I want to know who's paying it forward. And I know the answer to that because I see how we are just dragged through the mud by the Department of Taxation in the states, right? Because we have such high income tax, and New York and New Jersey particularly, and look at California, and then you got now they're going to have free health care for illegals. We can't afford it. You know, sure, it sounds great. We cannot afford it. Who's going to pay for it? How does de Blasio, Frankie Five Boroughs, how does de Blasio say, oh, it's only going to cost $100 million? Are you kidding me? $100 million is going to cost billions of dollars. There's no way. And he and I, what's curious to me, Frank, and we'll go, I know we got to go to break here and we'll go to Dr. McCoy, but curious to me is how does he have, Mayor de Blasio, have the authority to do this?
Well, as Councilman Borelli pointed out, it's just going to be part of his budget proposal. So the city council is going to have to vote on this, but there's only three Republicans and one pseudo Republican on the city council. So I don't see any of them putting, any of the 47 or 46 Democrats that putting a stop to the mayor wanting to provide health care to anybody. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what Dr. McCoy has to say up next.
Yeah, we should. And a big shout out to Fox and Friends this morning, Brian Kilmeade and company. They had right front and center, man, during the break. I just happened to catch the New Jersey State Troopers, with the pipe and drum, all that great, great, great. It was just beautiful, that presentation. They do it best at the New Jersey State Troopers. So we appreciate them bringing the troopers front and center on this Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Hey, Debbie Duhame is out there. She got a ticket, though. And she said,
No, thank you, officer. I didn't get
You didn't
a
get
ticket.
The ticket. You got the warning. Sorry.
Yeah, I just got a verbal you, warning. Officer. I got reprimanded. When I came off the ramp from the Garden State Parkway at exit 136, and when you go kind of like toward Linden and Cranford and Clark, apparently I changed lanes illegally on the ramp without putting my blinker on. However, I pointed to the officer that his car was kind of kind of in the lane a little bit, so I had to quickly go to the other lane. I said, I didn't want to hit you, officer. That's why I did that.
Good and, line.
Was it a local
police officer?
Yeah, Cranford police officer. He was very nice. And I just said, I want you guys to be safe. I mean, because a lot of times, they're parked, it could be dangerous.
Well,
the
law is, too. If you see a trooper, for example, pulling someone over or helping someone on the side of the road, you have to get it. Law is you have to give them an extra lane and pull over to the left lane if indeed you can. Thanks for being nice to the police officer.
very nice to me, so I respected him.
Mm-hmm. Look at and we respect all law enforcement. 821 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Debbie Duhame's looking out for you on those roads on AM 970. The Answer. How we doing, Deb?
Joe, the New Jersey Turnpike is still tough northbound in the truck lanes getting up past 13. Emergency repairs after this morning's fatal accident. The accident investigation clear, but the repairs continue. Northbound getting up toward Elizabeth. 80 eastbound exit 58. It's an accident in Patterson to deal with. And you're still busy on 78 eastbound out by exit 56 getting in toward Newark with a collision. A lot of stop-and-go traffic here on the southbound Henry Hudson into Dykeman Street with an accident. Queens Midtown Tunnel only 5 minutes in. Watch for some slowdowns on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Clove Road with an accident still being cleaned up. And traffic is moving slowly for you on the LIE West at Bagatelle Road. Accident off on the shoulder. Look for delays on the 5 train. Sunny today with a high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough, his advice for Senate incoming freshman Mitt Romney.
You stop this now. The president thinks that you really desire to be a team player. That is way more benefit of the doubt than you deserve, Mr. Romney. Help the president get the national agenda done, but stop this nonsense right now.
Kevin McCullough Radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is the Red Store Minute driven by Nissan. The St. John's men's basketball team's back-to-back wins over 16th-ranked Marquette and rival Georgetown has earned them a national ranking for the first time in more than 4 years. The Johnnies are 24th in the country, led by Shamori Pons. Pons has been named Big East Player of the Week from his scorching performance, scoring a combined 63 points in the two wins. The Red Storm officially sold out a week before the home contest against DePaul at Carnesecca Arena on January 12th. This game is the annual Whiteout, presented by Ridgewood Savings Bank. Come early and stop by the Red Storm Rally in Tafner Fieldhouse 2 hours before the game for games, prizes, and giveaways. To purchase tickets to a future St. John's home game, visit RedStormTix.com. I'm Mike Morabito, and that's the Red Storm Minute driven by Nissan. Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com. Take on today.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Dr. McCoy will join us momentarily. It's 8:25. So I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Had a great time talking with Sid, with our boss, Mr. Crowley. Sid is a gentleman who got us in touch with Route 22 Toyota. Then I meet Iggy Giuffre over at Route 22 Toyota. What a great guy. And I told you the story over and over again, right? How they helped out the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. How great was that? That they took care. It was Chris and Johnny. It was Iggy and Carmelo. And the great team, the family at Route 22 Toyota, helped out the kids in New Jersey through the Boys and Girls Club. Then they went to Toyota. I told you this. They went to the big national, international Toyota, and they said, hey, we want you to help the kids in New Jersey. Boom! And we got just a great donation from Toyota and Route 22 Toyota to help the children of the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. This is the kind of people that Iggy is and his great team over at Route 22 Toyota. Then they have this, and I'm so proud to tell you this, and I'll give you past, it's 8:26, I'll give you the past 8:30, you know. If the first five callers, next 5 minutes plus, if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, boom, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. And when you're over there, the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, you'll meet Alex Cancella, the general manager, who said to me when I first met him, we're going to give the good folks kind enough to listen to your show, Joe, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. This is a great organization. This is a family that treats you like family at Route 22 Toyota. So give a call right now. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter at Route 22 Toyota. 855-621-9949. Love telling you about the family that is Route 22 Toyota on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Oh, Leslie West now. Al, now you got to get me going. I'm going to talk medicine with Betsy McCoy. You got me rocking with Mountain. Oh. The way to get your morning started. Come on. Betsy, are you dancing? I know you're dancing.
I'm dancing, Joe. I'm dancing in the kitchen.
Al, I'm talking to Dr. Betsy McCoy. I want to talk about everything medicine, me being the germaphobe. You're my go-to gal when I worry about the germs all over, and Al's putting on Mountain and Leslie West. We could dance through the morning. Betsy McCoy, Dr. McCoy, senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research, former lieutenant governor of the great state of New York, author of the New York Times bestseller, Beating Obamacare 2014. Betsy McCoy, dying to hear your take on the mayor's plan to provide health care for the uninsured.
Well, sadly, I mean, it's a serious topic, but sadly, what he announced yesterday, Joe, is a con job and nothing more. He says he's going to cover 600,000 people for $100 million. So let's do the math on that. That means $170 a year. Maybe that would cover one visit to a nurse practitioner, assuming you didn't need any medications or follow-up tests. So he is not doing what he claimed. it's obvious that this man, who has great ambitions, he's preening himself for national office. Yeah. He'd like to be out there with the Democratic presidential wannabes for 2020. And he thinks launching this kind of very dramatic announcement of coverage for everyone would do it. But in fact, what it really did was disqualify him because it's such a sham.
And doesn't New York City already provide health care, Betsy, to the poor and undocumented?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, anyone can go into any hospital. The signs are right up there in the emergency room. You must be treated. No one can ask you your immigration status or whether you have insurance. And that's true all over the country. Here's the problem, Joe, that the mayor should be solving. The outrage of the foreign freeloaders who come in here, they fly into Kennedy or Newark, they get right off the plane, they go right to one of our hospitals. They may get a pacemaker. They're eligible for 15 months of inpatient chemotherapy. Wow. All of this is covered under something called emergency Medicaid, and taxpayers are footing the bill for that to the tune of $2 billion a year. And, you know, it bothers me because anybody who's here visiting and gets sick, of course they should be cared for. But these people are conning the system, and guess who's paying? The young couples in New York who are working hard, they can't even afford Obamacare for themselves, right? They're going without insurance, and their tax dollars are footing the bill for this kind of con job.
Yeah. Dr. McCoy, do you think that it's just Mayor de Blasio trying to outflank Andrew Cuomo as the progressive leader in the state?
Oh, there's no question about it. Their rivalry is it's legendary. But he's also trying to gain attention from Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Julian Castro, Bernie Sanders, all of the people who are out there claiming to be running far to the left to win the Democratic nomination, and de Blasio thinks he ought to be among them.
I know Frankie Five Boroughs.
I think he ought to look in the mirror.
you're right. Frankie said, isn't it great that that New York City happens to have an extra $100 million just lying around? I mean, really?
Right, well, $100 million, it sounds like a lot of money, but when you're talking about covering 600,000 people, it's like a postage stamp.
It just can't happen, right, Betsy? You just can't do it like that.
It just can't happen. It's just a big PR stunt. Very sadly.
Yeah. So, and then San Francisco, you see Gavin Newsom, now the new governor of California, doing the same thing. I mean, how do you tell these people it's impossible? You couldn't do it with Obamacare. But let me ask you this, Betsy McCoy.
You know, this gets to what we all watched on television last night about the border.
Yeah.
It's a very sad thing. 500,000 migrants flooding across that border each year. 500,000. They're very poor people.
Yeah.
And your heart goes out to them. But we in America are maxed out taking care of the poor we already have here. We have homeless people on our streets here, Joe.
That's right. Thank you.
So we need 500,000 more poor
veterans,
people here.
Veterans as well. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, Betsy, you always have the answers. When I see what gets me upset about the Republicans, when I mean, really, to a lot of us, Donald J. Trump was the knight in shining armor to drain the swamp. We hoped he went down to Washington, drained the swamp, and he's got everybody Republican, the House, the Senate, the White House. And then they always kept saying, repeal and replace Obamacare. They came up with nothing. Because I know a lot of the politicians.
You could say John McCain. God rest his soul. He's in the grave now, but he failed to provide the vote we needed.
What can we do healthcare-wise that would be?
Well, if you live in most states, you now have very affordable options because the president, through deregulation, has allowed people to buy other kinds of plans that don't have all the bells and whistles that Obamacare requires and that cost 80% less, Joe.
Wow.
80% less. About $1,100 a year instead of $12,000 a year. That's the difference in price. But Andrew Cuomo will not permit them to be sold in New York State. So you can thank him for your problem.
Right there in a nutshell. And is it true, though? And Betsy, help me out here, just between us. It's just you and I on the radio. No one's listening. Dancing to Leslie Western Mountain. Betsy, down in Washington, these guys are owned by the pharmaceuticals. They're owned by the healthcare companies, no? I mean,
those are very powerful lobbyists. You're absolutely right.
That's not
the problem here. The problem here is raw politics. The solidly blue states like California and New York will not give ordinary consumers the freedom to make their own choices.
Yeah, you're right.
Let Betsy, people choose what they want to buy.
I love it. Betsy McCoy, we so appreciate it. And you can check out Beating Obamacare 2014. That's our New York Times bestseller.
Or my column in the New York Post this morning.
Oh, we got to watch it. The New York Post, Betsy McCoy. And also, don't forget.
Every Wednesday.
Durasan, if you want, we have the ultimate antibacterial product that's called Durasan. Betsy, when you're ready, and I mentioned this to you before in the year, the sponsors, they go in, they defog hospitals, man, and make them completely sterile. They have things you can put in your nose so you don't get the germs in hospitals. And you've been front and center of that. I must take you over there. I should take you to Passaic, New Jersey. Would you go to Passaic, New Jersey with
me? I'd love to.
And we'll go tour the Durasan plant, Betsy, I'm telling you. Betsy, we always appreciate you joining
us. Joe.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it very much. You got it. Thank Dr. Betsy McCoy right there. She's a senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research, former lieutenant governor of New York. But you know what? She knows more about hospital infections, which frightens the heck out of me. And Durasan goes, and I talked to my buddy at Durasan, Joe Giovanello, and he goes, how they could disinfect it. I'm telling you, we could move forward with this. And Betsy has the answers on affordable health care right there. 835, you can call 877-970-2999. Big Al is standing by dutifully with the headline news right here on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
42 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York City Council is considering 8 school bus bills aimed at improving service. One bill would require buses to be outfitted with tracking systems so parents can monitor where they are in real time. Others would require drivers to carry two-way radios, mandate reports on driver misconduct, and city-issued reports on the quality of school bus service. The council is expected to vote on the bills later today. Commercial fishing is the most dangerous industry in America. The federal government's annual national census of fatal occupational injuries shows fishers and fishing workers are at greatest risk of dying on the job. They're followed by logging workers, aircraft pilots, and flight engineers, roofers, and trash and recyclables collectors. Other dangerous jobs in the report's top 25 include several categories of construction workers, truck drivers, farmers, ranchers, and agricultural workers and electrical power line installers and repairers. In sports, Knicks blown out by Golden State 122-95. The Rangers' losing streak is at 4 after a 4-2 loss to the Golden Knights in Vegas. Devils lost in Buffalo. They scored first, but they gave up 5 goals in the second period by the final of 5-1 to the Sabres. And as you heard here on AM 970, the answer last night, 23rd-ranked St. John's upset in Philadelphia by Villanova, 76-71. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks, Al. We're going to take it to the 4 and the 5 train. Normal service resuming. Watch for delays on the LIE West right at Bagatelle Road. It's an accident off on the shoulder. And traffic is still moving slowly. Deegan southbound, 230s down through the Cross Bronx. It's busy as well. Henry Hudson south of Dyckman Street with an accident there as well. Stop and go traffic on the Staten Island Expressway westbound, getting out toward the Gothels Bridge. Now, we still have problems on the New Jersey Turnpike, so some heavy exiting onto the New Jersey Turnpike. On the New Jersey Turnpike, northbound by 13, the truck lanes still have emergency work going on because of that overnight fatal accident, and now they are repairing the guardrail there. Watch for some slowdowns on 80 East, exit 58 in Patterson with a collision about 10 minutes in over at the Lincoln. Holland 15, GWB is moving okay. Southbound Thruway okay at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Sunny today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store is loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer, WNYM. We'll see you then.
If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer
is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available. Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Upper Room Christian School, The Bible Speaks Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools. Fruits and vegetables in a capsule? Really? Over 10 servings of 31 different, 100% pure fruits and veggies every day, no fillers, no additives, in vegetarian capsules at a cost of about 20 cents per serving? Do you want to know more? Tune in this Sunday at 4 p.m. for the Balance of Nature show. Everything you need to know in a capsule. That's this Sunday at 4 p.m. Get your family and friends together because you don't want to miss this one. That's this Sunday afternoon at 4 on AM 970, The Answer. The CMA Foundation and multi-platinum country music star Sarah Evans believe every child should have the ability to participate in quality music programs. Help them ensure music education is accessible to every student. Visit itstartswithme.org. That's itstartswithme.org.
Oh, hey, Joe on the radio. Hi, talking to the guys. Nice to have you with us this morning. Can I tell you about Plaza College? It's a new year and a time for new resolutions. And I know you already made yours about going to the gym, spending more time with family, watching what you eat. Well, what about your family members? Is there someone you know that needs to make a resolution for an upgrade to a new career? Why not tell them about court reporting? I keep telling you about court reporting, which I learned about from my daddy, you know. My daddy, a lawyer, told me about as the most important person in the courtroom, son. Who's that, Dad? That court reporter. Because they take everything down that everybody says in the courtroom. It's a career with a tremendous opportunity and flexibility. You can work in the court system. You can work in schools. Or they could even work from home. They can work as much or as little as they want, and the earning potential is fantastic. Now, the National Court Reporters Association says there are 5,000 openings and not enough reporters to fill them. Well, the NCRA is offering this free program called A to Z, where participants are introduced to stenography and court reporting. Sessions are being hosted right in New York City, right there at Plaza College in Forest Hills, Queens. And it's the only school in the city with a court reporting program. Call Plaza College at 718-509-6399. 718-509-6399. Or visit, please, plazacollege.edu to learn more and get started on a court reporting resolution.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio with Frankie Five Burrows, Morano, and Big Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhaime. Mamma mia, what a morning. All right, we got to get into this. There's so much I'd like to say.
Gazins need your help. Start a GoFundMe page for the Gazins.
Tom from the Bronx, we love you, man. He listens, he calls.
The best.
And except the thing is, these guys, they do impressions of the callers when they come in. So as I'm chatting with you, I got the pain in the neck of Tuo in my ear. Oh, yeah, off like mic.
You don't want to hear Al's E. Frank, I'll tell you.
Yeah. I wouldn't know it because he's nuts.
And they will do a prank. Then Morano, he does a dead-on impression of Tom from the Bronx, and I got to hear it in my headphones as I'm trying to carry out a conversation. So when you have a valid point and you're making a political point on the program, that's I'm right. Like, laughing. Like,
No. Yeah. Now, hold on a second.
Yes.
As soon as he started talking, you started giggling. I didn't have to do anything. I just I poked the bear a little bit more. You was already
gasms.
Poked as soon as he went, Tom from the Bronx. I just like this, and you went, I mean, come on. Stop.
The Gazins. The Gazins.
I mean, that was the best.
By the way, that's for the folks that are in
Gaza.
In Gaza. Yes, the Gazins now. So, you know, but we started thinking we want to make a new sci-fi film starring Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. The Gazins. The Gazins.
That's right.
Have landed.
There's a threat coming to the United States.
You always hear that catchphrase, that byline when they promote the sci-fi film, you know? Oh, when are they coming? They're already here. It's Pelosi and Schumer. Gazins. They're among you. Yeah, you know? The Gazins.
A senator from New York, a congresswoman from California, We'll put a stop to the Gazans.
And then Adam Schiff with his eyes bulging out.
Adam Schiff as the leader of the Gazans.
With his laser x-ray eyes.
That's right. He sees right through them.
We got it. We got a sci-fi film here. I'm
in a world where the Gazans. Everything is in a world. Don LaFontaine. In a world. Everything that Don LaFontaine used to do with that great voice for movies was in a world.
No, the best voice ever. The best voice. Ooh. John Facenda.
Oh, come on. John Facenda. He could read a menu, John Facenda, the voice of NFL
Philadelphia
films.
Sportscaster, legend of Philly. Yeah. And what did he do? Was it the NFL?
NFL films. He used to do all the narrations for NFL films. That's right.
Oh, that guy.
He was born Earl Eugene Campbell, a running back with the power of with the grace of a gazelle and the power of a bull. And then the next shot would be Campbell blasting through the offensive line and his jersey exploding. Yeah. It's fantastic.
You know, we had a great chat yesterday, and we'll get to the news. Honestly, we'll get to the news, but we had a great chat with Harold Reynolds and Matt Vasgersian, who was
Vasgersian. Yes.
He is the voice of the MLB. So I was on the MLB Network because we're doing the Don Mattingly charity tomorrow night in Evansville, Indiana. Harold and I are doing that. That was good. Thanks, Al, for sitting in and for running the board there. It was nice. And thanks to Big George.
I was a spectator, but it was good. It was a good spot.
Well, I wanted to bring you in, but I know they're on a clock.
No,
you know,
fine.
So we had a great time, a great shot on MLB.com. To Big George, who usually does our video. Thank you, George, for staying in there and going on camera with us there. Hey, so they're in Secaucus, Frankie Five Boroughs. I think MLB.com.
That's great, yeah.
They took over the old, was MSNBC there?
Yeah, I believe so.
It used to be at one point before they moved to Englewood Cliffs.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, those studios are to die for over there. And it's in Jersey, so we appreciate MLB being in Jersey, man. And thanks to Matt and to Harold for being so nice on the air. Frankie Five Boroughs, you must be very happy today that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is reportedly ready to step down once a new Attorney General takes over. Does he see something coming? Like, he would have been whacked by Bill Barr. Is that what you're thinking?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully. I mean, this guy should not have a job. This guy should never have been hired.
Be happy,
should
Frankie.
Never have been promoted. I'm amazed that he's lasted for 2 years. And shame on the Trump administration for keeping him on for 2 years. This guy is horrible. He is a deep state denizen who has completely mishandled the Mueller probe. And I don't understand how Jeff Sessions kept him around. I don't understand how Matthew Whitaker keeps him around. I cannot imagine that he's still employed there. I will not be sorry to see him go. And I wish him good riddance to him and the horse he rode in on.
Well, you know, I wonder when the Bill Barr comes in and if he's confirmed, right? Does he go after Hillary? Does he go after everything that you and I sit and go, why aren't they going after the Democrats on these things? These glaring mistakes by the Democrats for her to believe what she did. And I don't know, ad nauseum, the Russia taking money for the Clinton Foundation. It just all went away. And the Democrats were in power. The Republicans were in power. And now they have no shot because the Democrats have taken over the House. Why didn't I'm just confused there, Frankie. Why didn't they make that move? You know, and maybe Bill Barr's the guy that's going to do it.
Well, I mean, I hope not, Joe. I mean, I hope he doesn't go. I don't think law enforcement agencies should be going after your political enemies. You should be going at. The idea is we need to get away from this going after people. We need to go after crimes.
I'm sorry, Frankie, but if they come after you the way Mueller's going after with this ridiculous witch hunt after the president, isn't it time to go after
them? No. We have to get away from this prosecution out of spite. I mean, we've seen it with Menendez. We've seen it with Edwards. We've seen it, you know, with everybody affiliated with Donald Trump.
Mr. Marano, what did John Voight say? What did he say to Ray Donovan in that scene this past episode? What did he say? They take one of ours, we take one of those. Come on. I'm just saying.
It was a great line.
You're going up against
John Voight. It was great to see them working together again, but I don't want to give any spoiler alerts away for people that haven't seen it. But spoilers away.
They take one of ours. You take one of those. Huh?
But I think what you're seeing, and you saw this to some extent during the Clinton special counsel investigation and impeachment, is the people actually do want real solutions to the very real problems they're facing. So what you saw is when the Republicans went after Bill Clinton, it backfired on them. They lost seats, and it only served to, you know, add to Bill Clinton's legacy. Right?
No, you're right.
I think you're seeing that with some extent to Donald Trump now. People are looking at these 20, 25, I think we're up to, investigations into every aspect of Donald Trump's life and saying, you know what, this is ridiculous. Is this all the Democrats have to offer? So the Republicans shouldn't fall into that same partisan trap. They should instead look at reforming the Justice Department and look at reforming the justice system so that we don't have these, you know, prosecution by personality. The idea is you go after crimes. You see a crime, you go after it. You don't go after people because you don't like them or because they're going after someone that you do like. I think people, after the 99th Benghazi hearing, people sort of rolled their eyes and saying, okay, all right, enough's enough, okay?
But you know what? The fact of the matter is it was wrong what she did, how that happened, how that unfolded. But you're right. It got to be, the magnitude of it lessened as it went on and on, as it did when they went after Bill Clinton, right or wrong, by the way.
But the problem is you could go after anybody, right, for anything. Harvey Lord Silverglade has that great book called Three Felonies a Day, that we're all committing felonies every day. Rafael Mengual of the Manhattan Institute had a terrific column in the New York Post last week about over-criminalization. We don't even know how many criminal laws there are in this country, Joe. We have no idea. We're breaking the law all the time. So the only thing that stops you from getting indicted for a felony is that a prosecutor doesn't want to indict you. So we need to get we need to go the other way. That's I don't think we need more criminal investigations.
All that's happening. Thank you, Frankie Five Barrels. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, Debbie's with us. And now, apparently, Debbie, there's an avocado shortage.
Oh, yes, I heard that.
Football
heard
fans
that.
Being warned of a possible guacamole shortage on Super Bowl Sunday. How do we go on? I mean, really? They should cancel the Super Bowl, I think.
No, don't do that. I hate guacamole, so I couldn't care less. But, it will affect a lot of people, I'm sure.
Oh, my Lord. Hey, Debbie, 851 right now. Debbie is on the roads for you, looking out diligently, traffic-wise, on AM 970. Mm-hmm. The Answer. How are we doing right now, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Let's take it out to the northern state eastbound, right at the Seaford Oyster Bay. It's an accident blocking one lane. Traffic slowing down LIE west at Bagatelle Road. Crash clear. Deegan south, bumper to bumper. 230s as you get down toward the Cross Bronx. Still busy on the southbound Henry Hudson at Dyckman Street with an accident there. And traffic has been pretty tough this morning on the Staten Island Expressway westbound, getting out toward the Gothels Bridge. It's all due to the problems on the New Jersey Turnpike. New Jersey Turnpike northbound, the left lane is blocked here in the truck lanes as you get up toward 13 in toward Elizabeth. It's all due to guardrail repairs after this morning's horrible accident there. And watch for slowdowns as you head to 3 West at Grove Street in Clifton. An accident there as well. And do expect some slowdowns on 684 South at the Sawmill with a crash on the shoulder. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager backs the president's convictions.
Reality trumps Trump. He had no convictions of which I was aware, and I opposed him vociferously when he was running for the nomination for president. Since he's been president, he has been a man of conservative convictions, the likes of which I have only seen once in my lifetime in a leader called Ronald Reagan.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Coming up tomorrow is AM 970 The Answer's Employment Open House event at our Manhattan office and studio location right next to Trinity Church. This open house event is designed to introduce you to the type of employment opportunities that exist in broadcasting and meet some of the managers at the station. Tomorrow's open house is free to attend, but you must call the AM 970 business office to register to be added to the guest list. Call 212-372-0097 extension 8 to sign up. That's 212-372-0097 extension 8. See you tomorrow.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the new Democrat Party.
This is not the Democrat Party of your parents or your grandparents. If you look at the quote-unquote bright new faces, Democrats of prior years, the likes of John F. Kennedy, for example, would not be allowed into this party.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years. Need to grow your business? Want to get ahead of your competition? Call Salem Surround for full-service digital marketing. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. Call Greg Cooper at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 854 right now. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. It is time, yes, right now. Drum roll, please. This and every Wednesday, we are going to give you a chance to win an entire case of that delicious, authentic, and always fresh Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. They've been around for 50 years. They make the best sauce around. You know that. Now, the person who calls in and gives us the correct answer to the Italian trivia question we have for you today will be the lucky winner of 6 jars. That's an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. All right, here it is. Here's the Italian trivia question from Hal. All right, how do you spell Italy? Okay, no, that's not it. I made that
up. It's not the question. Not the question. How dare you? I took time to come up with this
one
this morning.
Totally made that up. I am so sorry.
Terrible human being. How do you spell Italy?
It's not the question.
I-T-L-Y, Italy.
I am so sorry I couldn't resist. No, this is actually a good question.
Thank you.
Poor Al. All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The first New York City neighborhood to be settled by large numbers of Italian immigrants was located where? Great question. Great question. Because I see the answer, and it's not what I thought it was. The first New York City neighborhood to be settled by large numbers of Italian immigrants was located where? Now, the first person to call 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999, the first person to answer the question, the first New York City neighborhood to be settled by large numbers of Italian immigrants was located where? You win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. And by the way, we are giving away one more case in an online contest. Just please go to am970theanswer.com. Enter to win now. You don't want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there, Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Yeah, you gotta love Cthulhu, Joe Lundberg. You said you made a Lou Rawls reference. This is the song. Let's go into weather with Lou Rawls. You'll never find this guy's golden voice. Here it is. Yeah, yeah. Right? Right?
Yeah, it's a little bit long before he gets to the second.
Yeah, it's okay, but Joe, you have a cold.
The intro's like about 45 seconds long before he actually starts to sing.
That's right.
It is. It comes up momentarily, but you have a cold, so you have this Lou Rawls. Here,
I do.
A second. We got to listen. Lou Rawls, the great Lou Rawls.
Yeah, here we go.
You'll never find.
Oh, come on now.
Golden.
As long as you live.
Come on. You should sing the weather to this song.
You'll never find another day of 50 for a while.
I know it's cold. Hey, Joe, by the way, I can't see now. I'm going to be daddy. I got to lecture you. You don't feel good. You got a little cold, yet you do 24 miles yesterday.
It was just
come
a
on,
head
Joey.
Cold. I'm thinking I'm gonna,
Joey.
Gonna, you know, the stuff's going to fall from my nose anyway, so whatever.
I do this. Hey, by the way, it will be cold. Next few days, we got a
next
cold wave.
Next 5 days are going to be cold. Oh, I mean, today it's still in the mid-40s. The winds are going to gust to 35, 40 miles an hour, but we'll see some sun. Tomorrow, windy, colder, upper 30s, near freezing on Friday. We got a chance of snow Saturday night and Sunday.
All right. Joe Lundberg, thanks, man. Keep singing. Take care of yourself. You sound great, Joe. You sound great,
You'll
man.
Never find
but yeah, there you go. You're doing it. You're doing it. Hey, Michael Friedson's going to join us live from Jerusalem. He's the co-founder, executive editor of the Media Line News Agency. We're going to talk about the Syrian troop withdrawal and what's going on with Bibi Netanyahu. Joe Piscopo on the radio. You'll never find. I love Lou Rawls, man. And we'll see what other gems out comes up
Italy?
With. Italy. Murano, Gattulo, Piscopo, Duhaim. We're coming right back at you. Don't go away.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.